Now, sticking with the theme of television and what's on tonight, I'm joined by Bristol-based author and sitcom expert Christopher Stevens.
Good morning.
Hello. There's quite a bit of a treat coming up tonight on the topic of sitcoms, isn't there? Talk me through what we can expect on BBC Two.
Yes, there are two classic sitcoms this evening, Heidi High at 7 o'clock and Dad's Army at 7:30, both of them written by David Croft, who passed away this year, aged 89. David Croft, extraordinarily for a sitcom writer, created not just one or two family favourites, but five or six. He also wrote Allo 'Ello, Are You Being Served, which was set in a...
Some of my favourites.
Department
yeah.
store. It Ain't Half Hot Mum. And Oh, Dr. Beeching. And it's an extraordinary achievement to have created such a wide variety of real family favourites. Most sitcom writers, there's one or maybe two shows that are absolutely the pinnacle.
That they're really, really famous for.
And Croft created this whole array. Every single show has catchphrases that everybody knows, whether it's, listen very carefully, I will say this only
once.
Love
that, love that.
Or don't panic, don't panic. Or, I'm free.
I'm being served.
Yes. What an achievement, and what a lovely thing for BBC Two to celebrate him this evening.
It is nice, and so we've got that to look forward to tonight. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what kind of work that you've done, because I'm told, I'm reliably informed, you've written some quite amazing books.
Well, that's nice of you to say so, thank you very much. I wrote Kenneth Williams' autobiography, which was published last year, and in order to do that, I was incredibly fortunate to have the whole of Kenneth's archive. Williams wrote incessantly all through his life, letters and diaries. And the archive that he left consists of about 5 million words, 4 million of which are handwritten. He had an extraordinary handwriting style, or set of styles. Every emotion that he felt was characterized by a completely different handwriting. And apart from one other person, who Russell Davis, who put together extracts from the diaries and the letters about 20 years ago, I am the only person to have been given full access to those papers and allowed to read all of it.
And you've done them justice by the sounds of things.
Well, I hope so. It's the authorised biography. It's called Born Brilliant. And there is so much information in Kenneth that it could easily have been a three-volume or a five-volume biography. It is an enormously rich personality. And I bounced straight from there into another archive, almost as vast, Ray Gordon and Alan Simpson, who really invented the sitcom, gave me access to their entire script archive, which is about 600 scripts written over 40 years.
Wow.
And I just buried myself up to the neck in that.
What are they most famous for? Did they do Steptoe and Son?
They did, yes.
And what else?
Hancock's Half Hour, which
right.
began on radio
okay,
and
yeah.
moved to television. Steptoe was the way that sitcom looked to be developing until David Croft came along. Steptoe was a very hard-edged, almost tragical comedy. And if you watch it, it's real lump-in-the-throat stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sourness and bitterness in the lives of the people that you're watching. And that continued into really great sitcoms like The Likely Lads and Till Death Us Do Part. And up to the late 60s, when David Croft came on the scene, sitcom was as much about the bitterness of tears as it was about the joy of laughter. And Croft is a completely different sort of humour. He's a very gentle, nostalgic humour. I think it's telling that he was a major in the British Army during the Second World War, and he went on to work in entertainment. And he very much came from that army entertainment background. He gives us comedies which are safe and warm and absorbing, and they look back to an England that probably never really existed. Do you think of that sitcom,
yes.
Are You Being Served?
It's rose-coloured glasses, isn't it? Rose-tinted glasses,
completely,
yeah.
Completely, yes.
Which I love about television and sitcoms. It's escapism.
His sitcoms certainly were. And the swing in the other direction, shows now like The Office and Absolutely Fabulous, are a
yeah.
much sharper, harder edge. David Croft used to say that you could watch his shows and be sure that you weren't going to be offended by foul language. You were just going to laugh at the eccentricities of the British.
Do you have a favourite sitcom?
Of David Croft's? Yeah, Dad's Army is just a joy. Every character in there is fully rounded. There's a plethora of catchphrases. There's so many recurring jokes that you're just sitting there waiting for. And there's a clever plot every week.
And what about other types of television programme? I mean,
What about for a sitcom? I didn't realise.
I was wondering if there's anything else you'd be looking forward to watching tonight, or is that it? There's no other discussion.
No, I'm very much looking forward to Great Expectations this evening. Doesn't that look fabulous? I was most amused to see an interview with Ray Winston, who plays the convict in Great Expectations, Magwitch. And Ray Winston was saying, oh, it's really good. I mean, I was amazed. The writing's fantastic. It would be.
Oh, dear. Well, Christopher, thank you very much for your time, and I presume you'll be glued to your TV tonight.
I shall be.
Yeah, I'll be there with you. Well, not with you, but with you in spirit. Thank you very much.
I'll put the kettle on.
Fresh for 2012.